can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Right. My name is Keith, and I'm a multi-engineer of different types, from electronics to electrical power, 11,000 volts and so on, ticketed, to hydraulics on power flying controls for aircraft, Harrier jump jets, Concorde, various different other aircrafts. And then what else? Boilers, experimental boilers, combustion, and working for BP, as saying it was one of the best firms I ever worked for. Some friends got caught up in the 210 bushfires in Australia. These, like, surrogate parents, Joan and Len, they got caught up in these 210 bushfires in Australia, Blue Mountains, because they retired over there. And Lenny, anyway, they were surrounded by these wildfires, and the bombardiers were, well, we call them bombardiers in Europe. The firefighters, they were really having a bad time out there. And they'd have to run from the wildfires. And so all the chemicals, all the water would not stop these wildfires. 210, that's what I understood that it was at the time. So I went down my workshop, spun my hat around a few times. It didn't take me that many weeks to figure it all out. And I come up with a very effective product, which can be developed into about six different products. And the nice thing about it is I did lots of tests. Swimming pools, you do the various different concentrations of the samples I produced, and in various different dilutions and tested and so on. So what the swimming pools that you swim in, you should be able to drink the water without too much of a concern. And so theoretically, with that in mind, what I achieved should be equally consumable without any problems. Also, I did grow tests. You know, you do your mustard and cress and your bean in a glass and with a blotting paper and so on. I even put strips of the concentrated and diluted to see how it affects the grass, because we've seen whether a yellowing of the stems of the grass and blades of the grass, I suppose. So it all proved very environmentally friendly. Likewise, the insects, although some of them were captured in large quantities or deep tray. Not when I say deep tray, you're talking about probably about a centimetre or less. But also, the cats, or maybe even the foxes, decided to enjoy the flavour of it as well, because they knocked the covers off and enjoyed it. And there was no fatalities or anything else. And everything indicated that it was environmentally friendly. So I took it to the next stage to try and demonstrate it, but also try and get, because health and safety, you're not allowed to deal with high temperatures and high pressures in your workshops, which is rightly so, because obviously it's difficulties. Don't want to get in conflict with legislation. You don't want to put people's lives at risk either.
Can you tell me what exactly your invention is and how it will be useful or beneficial?
Right. This new type of fire extinguisher product that I've developed, it rewrites firefighting. It means that there's six basic products. They can be concentrate powder, concentrate liquids, saturated vapor, like a donut, a ring donut, which you can break off in sections and put and dilute into water and so on. So you can be, it's very portable, and if you can insulate the front page of a newspaper, with just a slight spraying of this stuff. And you could put a plumber's brazing torch onto it, and it insulates the page that's not being connected, you know, not being insulated behind, and even further. Then you've got something that can insulate a leaf on a tree, barks, and buildings, and people, and animals, and you don't need very much of it. So if you look at the wildfires, and also when you look at these building fires, that you see they have a full hose pipe sending hundreds of thousands of litres of water or chemical into that location. Well, the water and so on does quite a bit of damage. And it doesn't always work, as seen by numerous BBC News things about fires and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So with my stuff, it's a little bit different. Yeah, with wildfires, the wind is the enemy of the bombardiers, the firefighters. But with my concept, it actually helps because you only need a very fine film of which under pressure will give it rise and then additional rise to cover the canopy of the trees, and that will create a natural fire break.
What are you hoping to achieve by having your invention eventually become public and global?
The intention is to make firefighting safer and more effective, embracing our environment, because there's trillions of animals, insects, what got lost in 80% of the Blue Mountains in the 2019-2020 wildfires in Australia. If they have listened to me and allowed me to use their facilities, I don't think that would have been the case. And I still don't think there would be any wildfires as we know them as today if my fire extinguishing product was put into the marketplace and refined correctly to make sure that it complies with every environmentally friendly requirements.
Mm-hmm.
These Dutch firefighters, and they said, yeah, we'd be interested in what you've got, because when they deal with their sort of grass fires, meadow fires, wildfires, and so on, they have to pump from the canals, and they're some of the most polluted canals in the world, really, I suppose, because obviously they use a lot and use as drainage and so on, and of course that messes up the ecostructure. So they wanted to have something that can knock out fires without moving a lot of water and contaminating the grounds. So that was an interesting conversation.
So if you were to give it, you know, just an estimate for when...
Oh, right, okay.
You know,
yeah.
How long, you know, a year, maybe, you know, a couple of years. 6 months? How long do you foresee, once it's in production, the device being built?
No, we could go operational within a few days, because what I achieved in West London Workshop can be upscaled with mass spectrometer or isotopic analysis machines, that we can synthesize and replicate what I've actually achieved. So first of all, we will replicate what I achieved, because I've still got original samples. And they are in gas-type cylinders as well. So we'll be able to analyze the gas, the vapors inside, down to the... I doubt if there'll be fluid now, but we will probably crystallize substances and so on, which, again, we can resuspend in solution, and we will get measured amounts of what's required. And also give factual benefits of the environmental embracing our environment, you know, so it won't contaminate, it won't cross-contaminate with the heat or debris of wood, carbon, and so on. So it shouldn't cause any environmental issues. The only thing what I would be concerned about would be a large amount of quantity of this stuff going into a static lake and allowing bacteria to feed from it. But that can be neutralized quite easily by either scooping it out or neutralizing it in a environmentally safe way, which again can be very easily explained, and we can always sell as a product if they have a large quantity of storage of this fire extinguisher stuff that I developed. If it was in concentrated fluid solution and it leaks, then we can supply them something that quite easily and environmentally neutralizes it.
Yes, and do we think, do you foresee it being something available in the market this year or next year?
Those wildfires are active now, and if I can get out there and achieve what it's capable of, and the rest will be wherever I can create a pre-production facility size enough to satisfy requirements,